Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
You just jelly because you have cute boots.
You just jelly because you have cute boots because your hair is puff.
My hair is perf, perf, schmurf. I'm soups amaze.
Okay, I can't do it, but you're listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And today we're talking about, are you jealous?
So, how are you, Rinsley?
I'm pretty good.
Jelly. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Girl, you just jelly because I'm perf.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's our cheesy Rinsley Callie moment.
Yeah, we do that all the time. That's kind of depressing, but
yeah,
right.
It is. It's okay.
Anyways, the power word that I chose for you this week is courageous. How can you be courageous?
I can be courageous by just being strong and brave in certain situations that I'm frustrated in and not being afraid to tell people what I think.
Yeah.
And the word I chose for you is strong. How can you be strong?
I can go to the gym.
No, I'm just kidding. You don't need to do that. But
yeah, I was doing like the whole muscle thing right there. Anyways, I can be strong by just trying my hardest to toughen it out through tough situations, and you know, just trying my hardest to everything I do. I always say that for every single power word, but it's all right. Okay, so the power word that I chose for myself is understanding, and I think I can be more understanding because like. Sometimes, like, if I ask my friends to do something or if they mess up on something or just anyone, I'm always like, but I know if it was me, I would want them to be like, oh, it's okay. So I think I should be more like that.
Yeah. I think that's really awesome.
And I know.
Yeah.
You I know.
That is awesome. No, and I chose for myself brave. I can be brave just by being courageous, just sticking up through tough situations and stuff like that.
So, yeah, your power words are courageous and brave.
Yeah, shouldn't so I only hard. Have to do one thing.
Yeah, shouldn't be too
brave
hard.
And courageous, kind of.
Yeah.
Gotta go with each other. So,
anyways, the topic this week is, are you jealous? So,
yeah.
A question that...
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Anyways, the question that I have for you is, have you ever been jealous of a friend?
Probably... I don't really think of any, like, situations where I have, like, been, like, super jealous that I just couldn't handle myself, but, I mean, I'm sure I've been jealous. I don't really remember, because I just think that everybody just, you know, we're all, like, we all have our talents and stuff like that, and so we shouldn't be jealous. I'd probably be jealous of girls that, like, if I was doing a singing competition or something like that, I'd be jealous of them if they beat me. I'd be jealous of that. But I don't really think I've been jealous of, like, a friend that I like, and, you know. What about you?
I think I have, just not to, like, an extent where I hate them for it. I mean, I think, like, I've been like, oh, I want those boots. How dare you?
Like that. Then I hug
them. Yeah, but then I hug them the next second.
Yeah,
but you know,
like that kind of. I kind of see where.
I mean, like, I have. Well, there's this one situation like where I was good friends with this one girl, and then she started like slowly drifting away and going to like another girl that treated me really meanly. Aww. So I was a little more sad than jealous there. But yeah. I guess you could. Put the two and two together, so
yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Well, give an example of jealousy. What is it?
Well, I think that it's basically when an example or like a definition. Okay, well, an example would be like if you think like you're going through really, really hard times right now, and then you see, oh, I think their life is so perfect. Why can't I just be them? Oh, well, that's kind of a little, I just kind of like strongly disagree with that, because even if not everyone shows it, they're all going through their hard times and struggles, and you should just probably just try your best to understand that they are too, and help them through it.
That's like, so, yeah. A good idea. And so, have you ever been jealous of someone, Callie?
Yes. I mean, like, when I don't get through in singing competitions, I'll be like, oh, why did she? But then I realize, oh, you know what? She worked just as hard as I did, and she sounded just as good as I did. So you know what? She deserves it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if I was in the, if she was in my shoes, she would probably feel this way, too. So, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's like.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's really good. I mean, I'm jealous of your boots and your scarf, but you know what? Oh, well.
I'm not jealous of your friends.
Wait, what?
It just scared me.
Oh, wait.
You're scaring me.
Oh.
Anyways, it's okay.
My friends are back there watching
us. It's okay. I have unique friends, too.
Oh, they're very interesting, those two boys.
Yeah.
Have you ever just not liked someone because of you being jealous of them?
You know, I think I have, like... I feel really bad about it afterwards and say, oh, wait, they don't deserve that because, like, maybe they come to my school and they're, like really good at something that I want to be good at, like math. And I'll be like,
yeah,
I like you because you're better at me than that. But then I realized, oh, you know what? Well, I've actually done that to a girl once. Like, she was really, really good at math, and I just, like, didn't talk to her because I'm like, okay, well, she probably won't even like me anyways because I'm not. But... But anyways, we ended up becoming good friends. That was really good. Anyways, you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue with our conversation. So, have you and a friend ever fought because of, like, selfish reasons?
It would probably... I'd have to think about that. I know me and my friend have been in fights. Me and my best friend since we were five. We've been in a lot of fights. But, yeah, I think so. Probably. I know that... So, like, she used to just... I don't think we ever got in a fight because of selfish reasons. But I do know that she would make me feel like... Like, try to make me jealous of her. Try to make me feel bad about myself.
Been in that situation.
Because she's supposedly so much better than I am. And, like, try to say, like, oh... Like, I remember this one specific time when we were in third grade. And I was having trouble with reading. You know, I've never been the brightest kid. You know, like, the smartest kid in the class, you know. And so, we were reading out of our books for homework together. And she goes... Do you want me to read this for you, Rinsley, since you're not very good at reading? And that hurt me bad. And then my mom heard her, and she's like, no, Rinsley's really good at reading. I'm like, thanks, Mom. Rinsley's great.
Mommy.
Mama Bear.
I love your mom.
Yeah, she's that's really so sweet. But so.
But, you know, like, that kind of hurts the worst when people...
Yeah.
When they pick on something that you may... It's usually the hardest when it's something you're really not good at, and you know that. Or it's something you really are good at and you really like doing it, like singing for you. Well, for me too, but, you know, and like, I'm really not good at math. And back then it was harder for you with reading. And she just decided to pick out your weakest part. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
that's pretty much probably the hardest because
it is.
Yeah.
You know, because you want to be their friend. But if they're going to try to make you feel jealous of them and hurt your feelings, make you feel bad about yourself, it might not be worth it. And I learned totally in that friendship that I probably would have felt better about myself and probably been more confident if I had not been her friend. Even though we still talk and we're still really good friends, but she's moved away now. And so, like, I would still consider her my best friend, although I probably should have recognized that it was a toxic friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't have stayed in it. But now I have stayed in it, and I'm not really with her anymore, so I'd probably still be her friend.
Okay.
Because we've been friends for so long, but...
But, yeah, that's definitely a thing you should have tried to get out of, but, you know, at least now you know that that's not true, and, that's good.
Yeah.
So, have you ever lost a friend over jealousy? Like, if they were jealous of you, or, like, you were jealous of them?
Well, sometimes you don't even know, like, if they are jealous of you, and that's why they're being so mean to you. Because there's two ways that someone could be mean to you, like, that I think of, is that either they're jealous of you, or you're really weird, and they don't like you. Well, in my case, it was probably because I'm weird, and so I was really a weird kid, you know? Like, I would do some crazy stuff. I was like, oh, I wish I had freckles. So today I'm going to use a marker and put freckles on my face to be That's like so a freckled cute. Person. Yeah. Well, apparently it wasn't that cute to all the other kids because they're making fun of me and calling me an American Girl doll and saying how stupid I am and all this stuff.
Well, but that's so smart. Cute. When did you do that?
I was like, I think I was in third grade or second, third grade.
That's adorable.
Yeah. It kind of backfired.
It kind of backfired.
But yeah, so I don't know. I probably shouldn't have done it, but I did. But it's that's okay, when my friend did come in handy, I guess. Not really, but like she just made me feel better about myself. She just like, she went over to those people and she said, hey, you know what? That's not okay. You leave her alone. And so in that case, I was pretty proud of having her.
But aww, that's good.
So yeah.
So let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll be right back.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Callie!
Hi.
Yeah. So, Callie, because we did a segment on me a few months ago when I first joined the show, and so now we're going to do a segment on Callie because we want to have everybody to have a chance to get to know Callie, since perfect. We already know who I am, but we don't know who Callie is yet, and yes, Callie is very perfect.
<I'm kidding. laughs>
And so, Callie, we know you, but tell us something that we don't know about you.
I'm pretty much an open book, and I tell a lot of people, like, everything.
Yeah.
Which has backfired on me a couple of times. Yeah. But, something you don't know about me. Well, I've already said I like cats. Well, okay, when I was, like, six, it was not when I was six. I was just trying to make it less embarrassing. It was last year. I was at a park, and there was a waterfall, and I was with one of my friends, and we were trying to look at, like, all the fish inside, and I'm like, oh, look at that one, because it was, like, a really pretty, like, rainbow fish, and I was touching the water and stuff, and, like, I was crouched down, and I fell into the water.
Oh, my gosh.
That happened.
Funny. Yeah. So were you, like, soaking wet?
Yeah, we had to go home, and I had to change, and then I came back, and my mom's like, do not go by that water again.
So that is so funny.
Like, when I was six, oh, wait, that was last year.
That is hilarious.
That happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is that was
nice.
That is awesome, though.
And it was, like, really cold outside, like, this temperature.
Oh,
and I'm just... in like oh, man. Yeah
anyways. Like 56 degrees somewhere yeah. else that'd be really was, warm but here that's freezing
I know so it was terrible us, yeah
we're in Arizona
and it's
not
cold
in
to
Antarctica
be like, it's cold to be 40 something degrees
yeah you know Canada's like, cold
I made my mom drive me to school on degrees. Friday because it was like 30 something
no yeah seriously it's freezing
in the morning I'm like yeah.
Yeah, like, the other day, it was, like, 20 or something.
I know.
It? Like, ooh.
I think it was.
My
like,
grass
in the morning.
This morning when I woke up and I went to my... I've been
was
performing
all
day. Yeah, it was, like, no, it was frozen.
Oh, I'm like, it was...
One time
was
we had
dewy?
Irrigation. It's where you flood your yard to grow mm-hmm. grass and stuff. And it was so cold that so cold. I could have gone ice skating on the irrigation.
You should
it
have.
Was that cold. And I almost did. But I'd broken my ankle. My yeah. ankle was broken, so I couldn't. And I was slipping all over and with my crutches and whatnot.
Yeah. And we're not used to things freezing. Fire. Anyone who's not in Arizona listening to this, we're not used to things freezing. So, yeah, that happened.
There's a spider right here. I'm going to kill it.
Okay, Rinsley.
Sorry, all you spider lovers. I just killed a spider. It's all good.
Ew. Okay.
It's really gross and kind of small.
You're like, there's a spider.
Okay. I'm like, there's Anyways. A spider here. Yeah. So, what's the worst bullying you've ever seen or been involved in?
There's so many things. Okay, so for the things that I've seen that I haven't been involved in, well, it happened like the other day. I'm really close friends with this one girl at my school, and like, I was in the math classroom because the teacher had just left and like not everyone was in there yet with like like just like six or seven boys and I was the only girl. I'm like, oh gosh, get me out, because I know they're just obnoxious. Ooh. And they were like all eating candy bars that the teacher gave to them for something, I don't know. And they're like, ooh, no more, I don't want to look like you know who. And I'm like, who? And then they said her name and I'm like, that's my close friend, why are you making fun of her? They're like, because she's fat. I'm like, has she ever said anything mean to you? They're like, no. I'm like, then why are you saying this about her? And then they all got like really, really mad, and then they started being mean to me. Then I told my teacher, and then she sent them off up to the office. And this morning, one of them, I heard them like walking past my house, and they didn't know it was my house. And yeah, that happened. But anyways, I just thought that was like one of the meanest things ever that I've seen with bullying.
That's
at
so
my
terrible,
school.
That poor girl.
Like, I know.
Did
but
you tell
and
her?
She's like,
you didn't tell her. That,
I didn't
right?
tell her.
That's so good.
But like, she's the sweetest thing ever, and she didn't deserve that.
No,
so.
Nobody deserves that.
Anyways, that was the worst I've seen, but been yeah. involved in. It was probably at my old school with, like, okay, so I've mentioned this probably a few times before, but mm-hmm. I was trying out for my very first national anthem, first time ever singing ever in front of people, and I was trying out... I was trying out to sing the national anthem for the Diamondbacks, and I was with one of my good friends from school, and she'd done it before, so I'm like, oh, she'll probably get it this year. I'm just going for experience.
Yeah.
So we sat together and everything, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just here, experience. Maybe I'll get it next year if I just audition at least this year. And it was her second year, and she didn't get it, and I got a call saying that I did. And I was like, oh, I was just doing this for fun. And then just to make her feel better, I was like, you know, I might just... How about I just like, maybe you'll get a call. And she didn't. And then she started saying terrible things to me, like I should die, all of these really mean things.
So terrible. I can't believe she said that.
Yeah, and she was
you
one of my friends
I go
before.
Talk to that girl, be like, no, you didn't. That's yeah, my Kelly.
That was like
Kelly.
Half of the reason I left my old school, just because everything got so crazy.
That's terrible.
But anyways, yeah. You're yeah. listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. And I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley, of course.
And let's continue our conversation.
Yeah.
So anyways, that happened, and then everyone just started making fun of me, and I was trying to be the better person, saying, oh, maybe you'll get a call or something. Yeah. I'm sure you will. And then she's like, oh yeah, I'm sure I will. If you got one, I'll get one. I'm like, Okay.
All right.
All right. But
yeah,
anyways,
she doesn't seem like a very nice person. I wouldn't want to know her, but
that was not fun.
That's terrible. I can't believe that. Makes me mad.
Yeah.
Did she do it the year before, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty bad.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. I can't believe she said that you should die, because you definitely shouldn't.
Yeah,
definitely,
I know.
Definitely not.
You definitely shouldn't.
You were, like, exploding with talent. That'd be a waste if you killed yourself, so don't ever say that. And so were you ever bullied by someone who was jealous of you? Well, actually, yeah.
Well,
you
yeah.
just told me this.
And
never mind, I'm not asking that question.
Well, this year it's happening again by another one of my really close friends, and I really don't want to lose her because she's like one of the only people I like trust that goes to my school. And my mom and I, like, well, my mom and I are kind of going through some rough times right now, and we trusted her because her and her mom went through the same thing, and we started trusting her, and we just told her everything that we're going through. She's like, oh yeah, I totally understand. And now at school, she's saying things about it to people.
Oh my gosh.
And she's doing that, and
that's not good.
She's just kind of spreading a little bit of rumors, but then she's totally nice to me when I see her, and I'm like,
she probably
this is
just
strange.
Like wants, like we talked about in an earlier show, how she probably just doesn't wants something to talk about or something.
I know,
like that,
it's
just terrible. She shouldn't.
It's
be
just
that.
Really hard because she's like one of my closest friends, and she's like, oh yeah, I don't leave people, I don't do this kind of thing to people, and she's doing the exact same thing.
That's
but
so terrible.
It's, you know, hurt people. Because, you know, she's been hurt before. She's been severely bullied, and she's kind of... She hasn't seen anything else to herself, so she's kind of starting to do it, and I just kind of want to... This week, my goal is to kind of just let her know that it's hurting me that she's doing that, and I hope she'll stop, because she's really one of the sweetest people I know. So yeah. I really hope... Yeah, anyways.
Have you talked to her about it?
I haven't,
you
so that's why I'm going
to
definitely this
like,
week.
Hey, you know what? No. That's good. So, like, please, like, can you tell us how you felt when you overcame
like the first bullying situation? Did you ever overcome the like, feelings that you had from when that girl was telling you to
know,
throw yourself
like
that?
I've always been really, I was never angry at her. I was just more sad that she would do that. Mm-hmm. I was sad that anyone would ever say that to anyone, but you know, it was just more shock and that she did that. And I tried not to listen to her, but then other people started saying it too because she was telling them lies about the story and stuff. So I never really overcame that she did that, but I have learned to like forgive her on the inside.
And that's the best thing.
Because, you know, life's too short not to forgive someone for something because,
yeah,
you know.
You don't want to waste your whole entire life just thinking
just hating
about
them. Because, you know, if I ever met her again, I'm sure I wouldn't become best friends with her. I'd, like, be civil with her. But if she doesn't choose the same, okay, I'm obsessed with quotes. But here's one for this kind of situation. You know, don't be nice to people. Be nice to everyone, even if they're mean to you. Not because they're nice, because you're nice. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And you're listening to Supergirl Guy, the radio show. We'll be right back.
Okay.
To do. Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
When you're 12 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 12 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 12 and on to 13 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 12, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts?
If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book. Show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real-life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show, on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirls Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And let's continue our conversation on Are You Jealous?
Okay.
So I wanted to finish asking Callie some questions before we go into our third segment topic. So, Callie, when did you decide you wanted to be a musician?
Well, it's always something I've loved, and I've always wanted it, but recently, like, since last summer, I've always tried my heart. I've been, like, actually working to get a musician, to get to be a musician.
Like a deal and stuff
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's so I've been working my hardest for, like, the past year, but I've always wanted it.
So how often do you practice singing and guitar?
Ooh, ask my friends at school. I never stop singing. Someone's actually offered me money to stop singing because, yeah. Well, at first, they become my friends, like, oh, you sing? Cool, you should sing for me. And then I sing for them. They're like, oh, that's really good. The next day, you should sing for me again. I do, oh, that's really good. The next day, they don't ask me, but I sing anyway. And then I keep singing. They're like, oh, please stop. Please stop. I sing, like, 24/7 almost.
That's so funny.
Yeah, 24/6.
Yeah, and that's, like, me too.
Yeah, and guitar, I try to pick it up at least, like, twice a day.
No,
and just
awesome.
Practice like old songs, and I write on my guitar too, so
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
same here. Try to do it as much as possible. So who is your
on. Okay, first of all, Callie trivia question number one. Everybody knows the answer to this. If you know Callie.
I'll say anyways.
I'm going to ask the question. We're going to wait 5 seconds, and then Callie's going to answer, okay?
All right.
Callie, who is your role model? Stop. 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, Callie.
Taylor Swift.
If you got that right, congratulations. You are our 25th caller.
And if you didn't,
that's hard.
That's like hard not to know that.
Seriously.
I sound like my history teacher. She's like, in my class, it is hard to get an F. How? Anyways, it is hard not to know that I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift. So how? Just listen closely. Yeah. Taylor Swift is my role model.
Of course.
I've loved Taylor since like 2007, since her very first song came out. And, you know, she's not like a bunch of the other celebrities that like just kind of dress like inappropriately.
And talk, you know, about bad.
Yeah.
Topics.
All that kind of stuff. And everyone makes fun of her for her little boyfriend things.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone, 6 boyfriends, not 13. Thank you. And 13 is her favorite number, not her number of boyfriends. Just wanted to clear that up.
Every time she gets a new boyfriend, my new favorite number is 14.
My new favorite number is 14. But anyways, she's only had 6, basically. But so anyways, everyone makes fun of her for that because it's the only thing they can. What else do they have to make fun of her for? She's an amazing writer. She's an amazing singer. She doesn't do bad things. She doesn't dress inappropriately. What else do they have?
I just think dating
a few guys isn't too bad.
Yeah, what are you going to do when I start dating? Are you going to tell me who I can and cannot date and who I can write songs about and who I cannot? No, you cannot tell me anything because I have free will and so
And she's just like a wonderful person. Like, she donated all of her money to the Cancer Foundation that she got with the song she wrote.
That girl is rich.
I know.
She's got some money.
Yes, with good reason. Yeah. She's like one of like the top, like, yeah. Anyways, but I just think that she's, well, she doesn't treat anyone like poorly and like, well, actually, someone called her a bad word, like, in front of her. Like, they came up and said, hey, Taylor, you're a... And then she's like, thanks.
Thanks.
And then she's like, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I hope you have a nice day. And then they're like, what? She's like, what? There's, like, nothing... Oh! Okay, anyways, yeah, I like Taylor Swift, if you didn't know that.
If you didn't know that, then you need to go brush up on your Cali.
Brush up on your Cali.
So, what do you do in your free time? Guitar, I'm guessing.
Yeah, guitar, singing, all that stuff. And I also really, like, I don't know, I organize my school binder because it bugs me when it's
I change the pictures
like
constantly
like I put different pictures. I put a picture of me and my friend, then I'll put Taylor Swift, okay. I cut out a Cheerios box and wrote it has Cheerios on it because that's like a thing from Glee, so why does it say Cheerios? I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I like to do that.
That's awesome. And so describe yourself in 10 words.
Like a sentence or just like random words?
Just random words.
Okay, random words. Okay. Taylor Swift is one word. Music. Pink. I don't know. I like that color.
Pink is a color.
Let me think. Another word, probably food. Another word, probably cats.
Cats.
I like my cat. My cat is the sweetest thing ever.
His name's Ombre.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Shout out to Yo Ombre. Okay. It's my cat. And then... bows. I like bows.
I have bow earrings.
English, because that's my favorite class. I know, I love them. And then I also really, really like social media, but I don't like at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll count that as 2 words, and I have 1 word left. My last word would be blonde, because, you know, I'm blonde.
Yeah.
I'm blonde. Okay, so anyways, you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And let's continue with our conversation. So this segment is workbook questions from the Severs and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect. And you can purchase the Severs and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect on www.seversandsisters.org.
See, we don't even need a helper anymore.
We don't need a card there.
We don't need a card about that.
So for the first question from the workbook is, what are 3 ways you're special?
I'm special. My mommy says I'm special.
Okay. Well, I'm special because I like chocolate. No, everybody likes chocolate. What am I saying?
No, I have a friend that doesn't like chocolate.
What?
Yeah. She's the sweetest person ever, but the only flaw about her is that she doesn't like chocolate.
That's crazy. I am getting goosebumps.
Yeah, that's okay. Crazy.
Well,
she likes white chocolate, just not chocolate. I'm like, you got how? Issues.
Well, one way I describe myself is music, fashion, and gorgeous. No, not gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
This is a tough one. I'd have to say chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. Music, fashion, and chocolate.
Three that's ways my living that standard. I am special.
Oh, and sleeping. But that's four. And sleeping. So chocolate okay. And sleeping four. Are
you have four.
Equal.
You have
they're
four.
Together.
Okay. I am special, number one, because I have this radio show. So that makes me special. And my number two is I have special friends. When I say special, I don't mean, oh, they're so wonderful and special. They're special. they're strange. And that's why I love them. That's including awesome. You, Rinsley.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I think I deserve that title. Special, I mean special. Okay. Special, and then the third special, reason special. I'm special is I change my fashion icon like every
what's
winter.
That? Oh.
Like, yeah. Not a per. I have phases.
Yeah.
And I'm special. I'm special for that.
I used to like have like the peace sign phase where I was all hippie.
Yeah, I had a hippie phase.
Yeah, and then I went through like the 50s phase.
I'm still a little bit in
I'm
the 50s
still in
phase.
The 50s phase. And then I went into like the superhero phase.
Yeah.
And all that, you know.
Like, my mom's like, new phase. Every time
phase,
we go shopping.
The short phase. The yeah. Skinny jeans phase.
Every time we go shopping, phase. Like, I'll say, oh, this is cute. She's like, you've never worn anything like that before. A phase. I'm like, yeah, fashion phase. I have fashion phases.
Okay. I love that. Yeah.
So my next question is, what do you value about your friendships?
Well, I probably value trust and just having someone to do fun things, to have fun with, you know, to like go to the movies,
yeah,
shopping, you know, that sort of thing. So,
well, I value loyalty the most because, you know, if they're going to leave you, then they probably shouldn't be your friend.
Yeah.
Short answer. There we go. So my next question is, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be and why?
Well,
Wow.
I'd probably change my self-centeredness. I'm very self-centered, I'll admit it.
You're not that self-centered. Like,
yeah, I don't
you're
know.
You're a little.
I'm very self-centered. No. Yeah, like, I'm pretty bad. I want to change just not being as, like, oh, me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I'd probably change.
I want to, well, mine's kind of like yours, but, like, I just want to, like, care a lot about other people. Like,
mm-hmm. That's what I
mean, I do care about other people. I'm just not, like,
but I want to care more than myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually care, like, if someone gave me a choice, okay, well, you can pull this person out of a burning fire or you can run.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'd probably run. So I want to change that about myself. I want to help so other true. People. So
I don't know. That's a tough question.
I know. Because I just want to try and help other people as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyways.
So
you're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And we will be with you next
awesome.
Segment. Yeah. Next segment. So we'll
and
be right
we are
back.
Awesome.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show again. And we'll be right back.
And we okay. will be. Don't forget that we'll
yeah.
be back.
Okay. Bye.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference. Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
Lindsay.
And let's continue our conversation on Are You Jealous? So questions are...
Jelly.
Hashtag jelly.
Hashtag jelly. Okay. Oh,
hashtag peanut butter and jelly. Okay.
Hashtag peanut butter and jelly with fries. What? Okay.
You go put on. Peanut butter and jelly on your fries?
Yeah. Like,
Should I try that?
I don't know.
I should try that.
You okay. know, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it while I'm also trying spaghetti.
I'm just going to try a bunch of stuff. I'm just going to try a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll have a trying stuff.
Yeah. So these are questions from friends and girls around the valley. So my first question are, what are some ideas for some cute outfits that will be adorable and warm?
Oh,
I've learned a lot about this winter because it is so, cold. So freezing cold.
Well, I like puffy jackets. I have a big red puffy jacket and I've had it for a while, but I love it so much. It's super puffy and super red
and super red.
Big roof. No, what?
Speaking of red
hood. Yeah. Roof. And the roof has fur.
Not real fur. I am not an animal killer.
And yeah, it's just warm and comfy and I like it.
Well, some things I've done. I like big sweaters. Mm-hmm. And leggings.
Cardigans.
Yeah, I like me some cardigans. Everyone's like, why don't you just wear jackets? I'm like, I'd like my preppy cardigan right now.
I know.
Because they're just so soft. Cardigans are awesome in the winter. I also like sweaters with leggings. And like, if you get like a plain sweater and like, mm-hmm. like printed leggings, that's really cute.
That is cute.
And
I have some of that. I should try that.
Yeah. And then like I have a lot of Disney sweaters, like Lion King ones, and like
I love Disney.
Yeah. I like
and
Disney sweaters.
let's give an example of Callie's outfit because I think she's styling it pretty well today. She is wearing
jeans.
White boots with some very, very cute white boots and a cute like, not really cap sleeve, more like a, what would you call that?
I'm going to call it a half sleeve.
Half sleeve we'll shirt.
Like, it's gray.
It's cute.
And then my scarf has pockets.
Cutest white scarf with little pom-poms on it.
And it has pockets.
And
I always put my hands in there
because
it's cold. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
This kind of stuff I wear in the winter because it's cold. It's warm and I don't like being cold. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like being cold either. So, when my friend gets mad, she's always taking it out of me, and it really hurts my feelings. What do I do?
Well, we're here because we love you, Rinsley. Okay, anyways. People have done that to me before, and I got so sad. Yeah, because, like, when I get into my fashion stages, every time I have a new one, my friends get into a circle at lunch, and I'm usually last to sit down because I help this one girl that she needs help because she, like, got her ankle like broken or something, and I help her in the lunch line, and I'm always last, and they're like, Callie, we're here because we love you. I'm like,
what to do?
It's like, you're in a new fashion phase and we would like you to get out of it. Yeah, anyways, they do that.
Well, what would they rather have you do? Come on.
Anyways, what was the question again?
Oh, it was when my friends always get mad at me and it really hits me.
I don't know why I threw that out there. But anyways, if they get mad at you...
Well, she takes it out on her, I guess.
Well, if you take it out on your friend... Well, maybe you should talk to her and say, I understand you're sad. Is there anything I can do to help it? And it's kind of makes me sad when you are saying all these kind of mean things to me. And I just really want to help you through your hard time.
Yeah, just like, you know, even though she takes
Because then you sound really nice.
Yeah, you just sound like the better person, you know?
Yeah.
So just like try to say like, hey, can I help you
with anything? And maybe it'll help her with her problem
too. And then if it gets out of hand, just say, you know what? I understand that you're having a tough time. And that's really tough. But you're kind of taking it out of me and I really don't like it because it makes me feel bad.
That's the best thing.
I think that's a really good way to go about it.
I've mentioned before that I have an obsession with quotes. So one of my questions, because my friends always ask me for quotes in their situations, because I always have one, are one of my questions is, what are some of your current favorite inspirational quotes?
Well, snap.
Okay. Well, here, let me go with one of my first ones. Those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind, by Anonymous, because I don't know who said that. I really, really, really like that one. And then, I already said, the be nice to people, not because they're mean to you, but because you're nice. I already said that one.
Yeah.
But and then another one that I like is hurt people, as I said earlier.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I like that one.
I have two interpretations about that. Like, people that are hurt also hurt others. And then my other interpretation is, if you hurt someone, you're hurting a person. Hurt people. And then hurt people. That's just such a deep quote for two words.
I know. It's awesome. I love it.
Anyways, yeah, I like that one.
It's actually four words.
And then,
hurt people.
And then another one I like, if you're having a frownie, eat a brownie. I don't even know what said that.
Favorite one.
I don't even know what said that, awesome. But I like it. If you're having a frownie, eat a brownie. I like that one. Okay.
I like that one too. Where'd you get that one?
A girl in my school said this to me. I'm like, who said that? She's like, I don't know. Anyways, you're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show.
On Voice America Kids Network.
I'm Callie.
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And let's continue our conversation.
Sweet. So.
Yeah. What about some of yours?
Some of mine. Well, let's see. Well, when someone is bullying you, how do you not bully them back? That's like a tough one.
Well, that's a really, really hard because
you know, like, you want to.
You're like, oh, back. Well, they started it.
Yeah, like, you know, and like I remember this one time, when I did bully the girl back, and she's like, I walk into the classroom, I'm like, hey guys, look, I just arrived, like, with my friends, just kind of kidding, you know.
Yeah, I always do that.
Yeah, you know, like, I thought, oh, this is
gonna be like, fun. Okay, no, just I walked in, your you life can is embrace so much me better. Now.
Exactly, you know, kind of like a joke.
I've done that before.
Yeah, seriously.
And everyone just laughed.
Yeah, so. That's what my friends do. They just laugh. They're like, hey, yeah, whatever. And
like, whatever.
Well, the girl goes, we don't worship ugliness. And I swear I cried about that for forever. And so she was really tall. I know. She was super duper tall. Taller than any guy I ever met.
That's so tall.
So I was just like, well, at least I'm not a giraffe. It was really mean. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. And it was mean. And I should have been the better person and just ignored it. But
you know, we all make mistakes like that. It's like always my, like, on the inside, I want to be like, oh, yeah.
Cute plaid jacket that I was wearing, and she's like, well, at least I'm not dressed like a hobo. And I'm like, this is vintage.
This is vintage. Like, I have these black and white shoes that, like, are like the 50 style ones.
Yeah.
Except they have cuts on the side, like they're open.
Yeah, that's what my mom's actually wearing right now.
She is. I have ones exactly like that. And everyone's like, what are those shoes? I'm like, they're vintage.
Duh.
But anyways, I say that a lot.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
Where'd you get them, TJ Maxx?
I got them at DSW.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. My mom got them at TJ Maxx. I love them.
I want to go there, too. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So, I like shoes. But anyways, you know, I've been in a lot of situations like that girl that was saying those mean things about me, like, I should die. I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm not, like, and then I just have, like, a bunch of things, like, in my mind that I want to say to her, but I'm like, you know what? Not worth it. It's not worth your breath. And in the end, if you end up telling an adult about it, they'll be saying, oh, well, you bullied someone back, so that's rude too. And you know, you never want to be the person who's bullying, even if, like, they started it. You sound like a 6-year-old saying, oh, they started it.
Yeah,
so,
you know, even mature about it. Like, you should,
it's hard,
mature.
But
be like the adult, even though you're not. So, do you have a question?
A question that I have is, what are some of your favorite things to do with friends?
Oh, well, Probably watching scary movies. That's probably like my top favorite thing. And then going to haunted houses around Halloween time. That's the best.
Lindsay likes scary things.
I do. I like scary stuff. And I also like to go shopping, go to the mall, go see a movie, that sort of stuff. It's just fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
go to the mall and make scenes.
Oh, I love that. I do that all the time. And like when we pass random people. So I'm like, when I was burying this dead body, and then everyone's like, what? And then we throw toothpicks from the top. And one time I accidentally hit someone. I'm like, I'm sorry. They're like, it's okay. It's just a toothpick. And they said that. And I was wondering why they didn't say, why are you throwing toothpicks from the top story? We do that. And then we also watch chick flicks because it's just fun.
Yeah, I like.
And then we eat so while much. We watch chick flicks.
Like one time I was in the fence and I'm like, I saw Santa. And I was like, Santa, oh my gosh.
We did that.
Like,
Last weekend.
That was the best.
We did that last weekend. So
love it.
My promise card for this week is I promise to work my hardest in school this week.
And my promise card for this week is I promise to make the best decision possible for the situation.
That's good. So thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. My name is Callie.
My name is definitely Rinsley.
Yeah. And this show is produced by Kidstar for the Voice America Kids Radio Network. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The Kidstar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to Not Like You.
Gail took lunch money to the office. Gosh, that girl was good with cash. And Amanda did a lovely job of taking out the trash. Christina cleaned the chalkboard beautifully. She'd wipe away the grudge. I must say she had a way with a bucket and a sponge. Well, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Brenda Brighton thinks, believe me, what a window washing world. I never saw a boy could squeegee half as streakless as that girl. Diane collected dictionaries and aligned them on the shelf. And Sheila shoved her rows of desks back into shape all by herself. Yeah, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do. But not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Cause when you really got to go and chalk dust swirled into the air, and it made the softest shades of pastel highlights in your hair, the others stared amazed at clouds of hazy yellow, white, and blue. Cause not a one could pound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Busted lead from that old pencil sharpener. And Paula wonderfully went watering the plants within their pots. As Ellen vacuumed up the classroom like she worked for Marriott. Yeah, Yeah, those girls were fine and they all did so nicely what they do, but not a one could bound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Cause when you really got to go and chunk dust kill that schoolyard sky, the yellow matched your hair, the white your dress, the blue your eyes, and although others tried, you could have showed them all a thing or two. Cause not a one could bound erasers on the sidewalk like you. Nobody pounded those erasers on the sidewalk like you.
The Kid Star Album of the Month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the Kid Star website, www.kidstar.org.